It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. 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 Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you.
That's where I wanna spend my time. I wanna see what I've been told. I wanna see those magic. I wanna see the rose of gold. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Wait to worship with the angel, and you hear us cry, holy is the Lord. And I can't wait to bow down in your presence, and you see your people on one accord. I'm talking about one thing.
I'ma give you five, I'ma give you four, I'ma give you double like Beyonce and Jay-Z. My praise ain't lazy, cause when things are hazy, the girls got these, just like Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah.
Magic into our music. I could have lost my mind, but God, I could have lost my hope, but God, you never left my side. I want the world to see. Been nothing but good to me.
Song that my father used to sing every time he got ready to start a state meeting. Every time it was time for YPWW, he's the YPWW president for 39 years. He was an old president. But praise God, they hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. And bring them to him. And I came and I laid them at the altar.
Is God
help my fellow man.
Me.
When I've gone all out of my way, y'all. When I get down to the close of the day, I want to know.
Stand with me.
Y'all do something, make me feel better here.
The People's Station.
I'm entangled, so entangled, caught up in my mind from my head to my ankles, yeah. I'm just living, not too high, not too low, caught up in this whole dog, sanctified. But I cry all night, yeah. Conversations in my feelings, really. When I'm sleeping at night, I'm hoping I can hear you, wanting to be near you. Oh, I'm hoping for some guidance, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Can you tell me, are there any miracles left in heaven?
Anything with my name on it, can you put a rush on it?
Out the way right now. Happy 2023. Happy New Year, happy blessed year, happy peace season, happy freedom season to all of you God's people.
One, two, three, set. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Judah Party. What we say when we attack. Come on. It's a war cry. Came with your lies and you.
Put them down. Dance. Put them down. Dance. Pick them up. Dance. better for the evening. But baby, it's worth it.
Yeah. Because he decided to die. I feel a praise in this place.
Oh, come on with it. Go ahead and get your praise on. All right. We are right at 5 minutes before the top of the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia, on a beautiful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We've got more music coming your way. Again, our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can listen with your mobile phone, 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. 347-215-8049, and you can listen with your mobile phone anywhere in the world. Got more music coming your way, the old, the new, all right here just for you, here from the NFI Studios. Catch the wave.
Celebration in here tonight.
Let all the people.
Charles Jr., I see.
see you on the internet singing my song every week. Every Sunday. The presence of the Lord is here. Let all. There's a miracle waiting for you here now. Make some Church of God in Christ noise. Everybody high five somebody around you and tell them it's my Sunday today. Now, now, now. It's my Sunday. Praise. Cut the music so Bishop Blake doesn't think we're singing to a track. Hey! I had to bring the whole team. One more, pray.
Praise him in the mighty burn.
represent them two things, three things that helped us build this cathedral. Almighty God, good leadership, and praise. Look at somebody and tell them, we praised our way into this day. Tell somebody, praise is a weapon that I use that brings me out every time. So every time we say praise, I want you to scream like you lost your mind. Come on. Let's give God what we owe him. 1, 2, 3. Seen and high five three people and tell them, I owe God this. Come on, I owe God this. Tell them, I owe God faith. Come on, you know.
the DJ that keeps the hits coming.
It's the anointed one.
It's simple. Who love me and who don't, Lord, let it reveal. Should I go back to save them or let them die in this field? How you out there living life? You just dancing with ghosts. How many people with them they known more than a year? Gotta move smart. Got something to lose. No, 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 wait. No, no, please. Please. No, no, no.
Shackles on my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise His soul on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise His soul on me. Praise His soul on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my throat. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your rent straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on her like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise His soul on me. Praise His soul.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was brown for me. Round for me, all that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I roll with. You don't want no problems with me.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise His soul on me. Praise His soul.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on! When you hear my home going, don't you worry about me. When you hear my home going, don't you worry about me. When you hear my home going, don't want you worry about me. I'm fixed up right now. Yes, on my way home. One thing I know, that I've been born again. I made preparation one Friday. Lord, I didn't know when. When my Lord called me, be my time to go. I'm fixed up right now. Yeah, on my way home.
You are through all my You're my favorite company. Oh Lord, oh, oh. When I'm with you, there's no other place I'd rather be. Oh, oh. And Lord, for me.
Just singing it. When you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come, you'll be not dismayed when men don't believe you. I know you'll understand, and you'll say, well done.
You'll say, well done. Yes, you'll say, well done. You know then he'll understand. He'll say, son, well done.
Misunderstood, oh Lord, the Savior of sinners. Oh, and he died on the cross. Tell me he was God.
I need you.
surrender.
I need you.
Need a thing.
I need you.
I need you.
Yes, I do.
Like a carpenter,
I need
a hammer,
yes,
just like a little child,
need
some manners,
yes, I need you,
yes, I do,
yes, I do,
I need you, Jesus,
yes,
like the sun,
need
to shine,
yes,
I need you, Jesus. I need you all the time. Oh, Satan is busy on every hand, doing all he can to destroy the man. But I need
you.
You know, in my lifetime, I've met a lot of brilliant men, men that could do anything, very smart. But listen, if you will.
Screaming. tonight. And Grandmama, Grandma, I want you to stand up. I want to sing this for you. I got Mama and Grandmama. Come on, come on. I got joy. I may didn't get what I want. I may don't have what you think I should have. I might don't have what I thought I needed, but I got what I got, what I got, what I got, what I got from the Lord. That's the most stuff that I want from God. I want more and more of Him. I may didn't get what I want. May don't have what you think I should have. I might don't have what I thought I needed. I might didn't get what you thought I needed. But I got what I needed from the Lord. I got the love that I needed from the Lord. I got the hope that I needed from the Lord. I got the joy that I needed from the Lord. I got the love that I needed from the Lord. I got the hope that I needed from the Lord. I got the peace that I needed. I got the love that I needed from the Lord. I got the joy. I got joy.
Look at your neighbor, the neighbor, it's in Jesus. He's got everything you need. Look at against the neighbor. It's in Jesus. He'll give you everything you need. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
But let me go back and get her over. Let me go back and get her.
He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole round world in his hand. The whole world in his hand. He got the little bitty baby in his hand. He got the little bitty baby. Put your hands together. He got you and me, brother, in his hand. You and me, sister, in his hand. Everybody is in his hand. The whole world is in his hand. Yeah, the whole world in his hand. Whole round world is in his hand. Whole
my, he's got the whole world in his hand. 2 minutes before the top of the hour, and what a selection there. Going down memory lane, he's got the whole world in his hand. And, you know, it's a blessing. It's really a blessing to give God praise. And if you haven't had a chance to wave your hand this morning or this afternoon, wave your hand wherever you are. It may be morning in your home or a town. It may be afternoon because of Eastern Standard Time and, the time change in different cities. California's different time from those that are in North Carolina. So if whatever time frame you're in right now, if it's morning or afternoon, wave your hand and tell God thank you. He's worthy. And while you're waving your hand, just surrender to the Lord and say, Lord, I just thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. I thank you right now, God, because you have the whole world in your hand. And regardless of what we have in our life, there's nothing that compares to what you have given us, your Son, God, Jesus Christ. Lord, and we just thank you for Jesus Christ, God, dying on the cross and nailed in his hands and his feet and pierced in his side. But, God, we thank you because on the third day he rose from the dead. And because of your love, giving up your Son that we all may have a right to everlasting life, we are so grateful to thank you, God, for the grace and your mercy that you have given us to come to you. And because your Spirit dwells within us, we were able to wake up this morning. We were able to wave our hands. We're able to talk. We're able to move the activities of our limbs because of you. So we so gratefully thank you, God, for all that you're doing in our life and your Son, Jesus Christ, that provides for us. Give us a way to endure to the end, that we can continually run the race. And those that run the race, well, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endureth to the end. Let us continually run the race to the end, regardless of what come our way. We can continually shout, victory shall be mine. In Jesus' name this day, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much for catching the wave, and I pray that you are being truly blessed on this day. I want to remind those of you, if you love good quartet gospel videos as well as contemporary gospel videos, I want you to tune in to our NFI television broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. on DeKalb Channel 25 out of Georgia. And you can also lock in anywhere in the world by live streaming at DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. You'll see me right there hosting the program. And do I have some great gospel videos for you on this Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you write it down. That's DEKALB25.com. Whether you have a mobile phone or you have a computer or if you have a smart television, you can also pick us up as well. So tune in and catch the wave on our NFI television gospel broadcast. We're going to continue with more great gospel music on this wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. We're right at the top of the hour. God bless you.
Lift your hands up as far as you can and give God a big praise. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. I know you done worked all week long, and I know the devil has been on some of y'all trail all week long, but the Lord has blessed you to come to another day at another hour, another time, another minute in this second, and still some of y'all haven't gave him a praise yet. But if I were you, I would just wave my hand and praise him while the blood is running. Do it on your Bible, sir. Praise him. If you got anything to praise him for, praise. Ask you one question. When you got out of your bed this morning, did anybody praise him? When he get that you had the activities of your limbs this morning, did anybody say thank you, Jesus? Well, let me hear you tell him thank you. I can't hear you. Come on, say it again. Thank you. If you got anything to thank him for,
boy, I didn't have the things other little boys had, but mama told me, don't worry, this is what you said. It won't be this way always.
things very dear. Yes, I've been through the storm, but there is no need to moan. Thank God it's a miracle that I'm here. It's a miracle that I'm here. It's a miracle that I'm here. I've been through so much, living, seeing very clear. Yes, I've been through a storm, but there is no need to moan. Thank God it's a miracle. Had washed their hands. I had no more strength to stand. But lo and behold, blessings fell on me. And as far as I can see, I know it was a miracle. A miracle that I'm here. Everybody, let's say together. I know you've read about miracles many times, and turning water to wine, a blind man receiving a sight, another man with a leprosy that was cleansed, and all of that, the lady that had the issue of blood. But I really want you to look at me. And I've used this, allow me to say it, in just about every song, and I hope you don't get tired of it. But when you look at some people, there are others that can testify where the Lord has brought them from. It's a miracle, it's a miracle. And I didn't do it then. Thank God for the doctors and the nurses and the medicine and the hospital. But God did it, God did it, God did it. This is a miracle. And he still performed miracles, but I want you to know that. The days of miracles are not over. Whatever your condition is, he can perform a miracle right now. He heals the sick. He feeds the hungry. Yes, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Claim it right now and believe it. And get up there. He opened doors. And no man can close them. And when one pick you down, he can pick you up. He'll make your enemies your footstool. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. When others said you couldn't make it, when they said you couldn't, he said you could. When they said you wouldn't, he said you would. He'll do it, he'll do it. Believe it, believe it. Because it is no secret what God can do and what he's done for others. He'll do it for you. It's a miracle. Leave here knowing that it is God. I'm not the only miracle. There are a lot of miracles sitting out here. I say a lot of miracles. The Lord brought you through.
You are catching the Lord
brought you
with
out.
A brand new vibe.
Thank God. Let me hear you say thank
God. Radio Gospel Network.
Yeah.
pressed her way through the crowd. She had one goal in mind, to touch the hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one stand she'd be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Hey. One touch can change everything. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him saved my soul. This one touch can change everything. Yeah. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. One touch can change everything. Nothing can keep her alive.
Thank you. The People's Station.
Show up in me.
Show up.
Show up in me.
Show up.
Give my up,
Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Allison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Allison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that bring forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NL5 Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Pastor Edwards.
Yes, this is Pastor Edwards. How can I help you?
Pastor Edwards, I I'm trying to call for forgiveness.
All right, my son. Forgiveness or what?
I've stepped out of my marriage, and I've been having a relationship with one of the members of the church.
Well, young man, you called the right person, because in God's house, this is what he said we both to do. He is a gracious person and merciful.
Yes, sir.
And when you do stuff like that, God said he forgive you. But the main thing that you came to acknowledge that you know you did something that is wrong and sinful.
Right. I know it was wrong, and I've been doing it over a year now, you know. And I wanted to talk to somebody, you know.
Well, I'm happy that you called me about this, because when you go through stuff like that, that's what you call a desire, a passion, a lust that you got to get out of you. So I want to know something. Are you a member here? And then again, what is your name?
My name is Derek. I'm not a member there. I come there maybe once a month, sometimes twice a month.
Once a month. Well, I'm here to let you know. God said, you know, we must draw our heart to people in the need that you are doing. Now, what you need to do, young man, is you're doing the right thing, confessing your sin. Tell me more about you.
Well, I just wanted to be forgiven, you know. I wanted to be forgiven for, you know, first of all, stepping outside of my marriage and then messing with somebody in the church.
Well, God forgive you for the sins that you do when you go to him and tell him to forgive you. And he forgive you right then and then. But you got to understand, you got to stop it. And then you're saying you're messing with somebody in the church.
That's right.
That's where the problem comes, not just in the church. I ain't saying you're not supposed to do it outside, but in the church.
I understand. I know I'm not going to do it anymore. And I made up my mind, but she's just able to make me do whatever she wants me to do.
Well, she seemed to me like she got a hold on you that you got to break that spirit from her. And, I mean, you can't come in contact with her. Even in church, when you see her, sir, you got to go the other direction. You got to leave her alone.
I know.
Hey, man, let me get you to come into my church so I can give you some counseling. Because if you come in here and buy you in my church with me, I know that through me, through the power of God, we can help you overcome what you're going through.
Okay. I can come in for counseling. I mean, I feel bad about what I did and how long I've been doing it.
It's all right. Just come in. Let me meet you, and we go through some counseling, and I guarantee you, through the power of God, with my help, you will be a better man than what you are right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you going to forgive her, too?
Of course I forgive her. And then the thing about it, God forgive her, too.
You
better get than that. We'll get both of y'all in there so all this can stop. How that sound?
You both of us what?
I would like to have both of y'all in the room with me when I counsel y'all so we can get to the bottom of it so this won't never happen again at all.
Right, and you'll forgive both of us, right?
I'll forgive both of y'all.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. So you'll forgive the first lady?
I forgive her too.
Will you forgive the first lady of the church?
The first lady? What you talking about, young man? The first lady of the church is my wife.
I know. I know.
You were having an affair with my wife? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just glad you forgive her.
No. Hold. Is this my wife you're talking about, young man?
I've been seeing her for a year.
You were seeing my wife for a year.
I'm glad that you forgive me. I'm glad you said it so I can hear it. And I hope that you say you forgive her too, right?
No. I'm a man of God. But I'm human too, okay? And I have a flesh too. Let me tell you something. I love God to death. But let me tell you something. You come around here with me, I don't know what will happen because I'm a man of God, but it's a certain point that you can push anybody.
But as long as we're doing the right thing at this point, right?
No, it ain't about no right thing at this point. What you done did yesterday and the day before, that's what I want to talk about. Now you want forgiveness. It's consequent come with that forgiveness. When the last you saw my wife...
This morning?
You saw my wife this morning. Let me tell you something. I'm a man of God. Yes, I would love to have you. I would do more than just count, okay? But I'll deal with my wife later. You hear me? You're the type of guy that the Bible talk about stoning to death. I won't do that because I'm a man of God. But if I can just see you,
I will show you what grace really means. I want to catch you. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you from a man point of view.
You hear me? But a minute ago, you forgave me.
I forgave you. Yes. But I'm a man, and you calling me to my church about this incident that happened with my wife, and now you want forgiveness. Yeah, I do forgive you. But I need the Lord to forgive me for what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to beat you. Then I'm going to show you how it feels to be stoned. Because that's what you just did to me. You stoned me.
Pastor, you just got pranked by the first lady.
Oh, my God, man. Lord Jesus. That's why God said pray and stay up on his word. I can't see Jesus. Jesus, go on into my closet and pray. You did me. You did me good. I will get my wife. I will get her for this.
Oh,
oh Jesus. But man, I pray.
In this life that we have that people can take from us. The robber can break in our home, can snatch our pocketbooks. The man can come and repossess your house, repossess your automobile. But I'm glad tonight that we've got something on the inside that man can't take from us. For Jesus paid it the price. Went out on Calvary.